You're listening to Phoning It In on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM. I'm Nadav. Tonight we're calling Pete Dale of Milky Wimshake, Red Monkey. It's pretty psyched. How you doing?
I'm fine, yeah. How are you?
Good. And where are you right now? Are you in London?
No, I'm in Newcastle, which is up north. It's the last city before Scotland.
Okay.
And I've been living up here for 20 years. No, it's a long way from London, about 200 miles.
Oh, sorry about that. And
okay, where are you?
I'm in Davis, California.
Oh, right.
About just short of Sacramento, about 90 minutes north of San Francisco.
I've been to Sacramento, I think.
Cool. What's it like by you right now up in Newcastle?
It's kind of gray. Well, of course, it's 7 o'clock at night here. I guess it's about 10 a.m. there, is it, or 11 a.m.?
Yep, 11.
But it's not very sunny. It's been a bit gray today.
Yeah. So real quick before we try a song, what's up with Pete Dale right now?
Well, I've got a whole load of songs that I've written for this new Milky Wimshake album, which is supposed to come out on Fortuna Pop in the UK and on Trouble Man in the US.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be on vinyl on Trouble Man, CD on Fortuna Pop. You'll be able to get it in America on CD, I should think. And that's going to have 13 or 14 new songs on it. And so I'm going to play a few of them now. Although, obviously, when they record it, it'll be with a full band. But they should sound okay with just acoustic guitar.
Cool. Yeah, go for it. Have you been playing these with the Beta Males?
No, that's sort of, I haven't really played live much on the Pete Dale and the Beta Males stuff. Just a couple of shows. This is going to be more like sort of what people are used to from the Milky Wimshake albums, you know, more like Buzzcocks-y stuff, although it won't sound quite the same right now because of the acoustic guitar, of course.
Yep. Well, great. Let's go for it.
Okay. Well, this is the first one. This is called Eyeball to Eyeball. Okay?
Yep.
Didn't catch my eye when I threw it to you. A flirtatious pie. You must have been looking at another guy, but I was looking at you. And I noticed things like your swinging hips that are hellish thin. You got me reaching for the gin and tonic just to calm me down. So this simple thing that makes my heart leap up and sing ain't no metaphysical thing, it's down here on earth. But it's not your size, not the thunder of your thighs, it's just something in your eyes that knocks me to the ground. Inside your eyes is a surprise, a window. Despite the odds against me stacked, I saw the white around the black, and I was locked with you. You gave back my stare, you saw my soul as I'm aware. Must have been something funny in there, 'cause you just laughed out loud. Inside your eyes is a surprise, a window view. How's that?
Sounding perfect.
Cool. You can hear the guitar and everything.
Yep. Yep.
Good
let's
stuff.
Let's keep rolling.
Okay then. Well, I'll try this one. It's more of a slow song. It's called Thursday. long time. I'm gonna think the whole time about whether you'll give a sign, about whether you could be mine, or whether you'll be unkind and keep me hanging on time. Just wanna know if I'm gonna be the one for all time. In roughly 96 hours, you'll give me sunshine or shouts. Will I cry 96 tears or wash down 96 beers? I'm not playing anymore now. My love's the size of a cow. I just wanna know if I'm gonna be the one for all time.
Yep. So, cool. Are there going to be any plans to take Milky Wimshake on the road?
Well, you know, actually, yeah, really my family situation, I already have two kids and my wife is pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
So, she's due to give birth in June, and so I'm trying to finish this new album in the coming weeks, and then... it'll take a while to sort out the artwork and stuff, plus I'm kind of not going to be able to go out on tour for a while.
Yep.
But I do hope that we will definitely do some gigs around the UK, and I hope to go out to Europe again, and maybe even to America, but 2010 would be the earliest I could see us going abroad.
So I guess something like this is going to have to be the next best thing for us in the States for now.
I'm afraid so, yeah. I've only ever done one show on American soil, which was in New York in 1999 in Sound and Fury Record Shop in Manhattan, which I think is available online for the serious nerds out there. I speak as a nerd myself.
Yeah, I'll have to look for that. Well, cool. I'm glad we could do this then, and hope to see you out here in a couple of years. Having a family how has that affected your songwriting? We haven't.
Willow was born in 2000, so it's been a long time that I've been somebody's dad.
Yeah.
And I think it didn't affect my songwriting that much, but what did affect my songwriting is just being in a long-term relationship, you know, because it's easy to write songs about falling out of love with people.
Heartbreak, right?
Or having your heart broken. But being in a successful relationship leaves one a bit short sometimes. What I've done this time is, thought back to things from the past or imagined situations or stuff like that.
Yeah, well, it's definitely more challenging to write a successful love song, actually. I think, anyway.
It's always difficult to do that anyway, but, you know, I'm quite pleased with the crop of songs that I've come up with.
Cool, I'd love to hear more.
Okay, I'll do another one on my own, and then I'll do a cover song of a 60s soul song by Mary Wells after that, if you like.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's a song called I Don't Want to Take a Chance, so I'll do my own one, which is called Cherry Pop, and then we'll go straight into I Don't Want to Take a Chance. Okay?
Yep.
Cool.
You're the apple of my eye. You make me want to eat apple pie. I want to have whipped cream on top and wash it down with cherry pop. But one problem comes to mind. You spend all your time getting high. And when you take your glasses off, you're gonna kiss whoever comes along. I wanna hold you in my arms, but one problem that remains is that you've been with all my friends. And when you take your jacket off, excuse me if I cough, I need antihistamines because of what you're doing to me. And I don't wanna own you, and I don't wanna share you. Can't tell you what I'd like to do. My funny social crime is that I fall in love all the time, but that's as far as I got, because I know when to stop. But you, on the other hand, your affairs are all unplanned. Look at all the trouble you got, because you don't know when to stop. Well, I don't want to own you, and I don't want to share you. I can't tell you what I'd like to do. I don't want to own you, and I don't want to share you. Can't tell you what I'd like to do, because I might get arrested. Take a chance and come out. Whoa. nothing ends.
Sorry, I've had got a bit of a cough, so I think I may have coughed prominently in that song.
Oh, that's all right. That's it gives the recording some character. Yeah, I didn't prepare any questions. Anything you want to say? Anything else about what's up with Pete Dale or Milky Whipshake? Or do you have another song or two?
Well, of course, you know, I guess American listeners know already that Red Monkey broke up because I said before Milky Whipshake never made it over there.
The Red Monkey did.
Except for that one show, but, excuse me, but Red Monkey did a lot of shows over there in 98, 99 and 2001, but we broke up in 2005, so... Milky Whipshake's the sort of main thing that I'm doing now, but if people did enjoy that more kind of, shall we say, dissonant side of my musical output, there is a band called Chronicity, which is kind of halfway still alive and doing the odd gig here in the northeast of England, so people can look that up online if they're interested.
Cool. You like to keep busy.
Yeah, you know, I tend to write songs quite quickly, and I actually have stuff, musical stuff I've done, which has never been released from the last few years. So I'm kind of thinking about doing a cassette label or a CDR label or something to make available some stuff. I did a kind of an instrumental, jazz-influenced piece of four songs, which with the drummer Mark from Red Monkey, and that I'm really happy with how that came out, but it's not sort of available as yet anyway.
Huh, I wouldn't have predicted that.
Well, you know, I'm interested in all kinds of different music, really.
Sure. Are there any more song-based stuff that you haven't released, and in the style of Milky Whipshake or Red Monkey? Or is it more experimental?
No, I don't think so. I got a few songs about my kids, which one day I'll maybe issue, but they're probably a bit too private, you know.
I couldn't cajole you into playing one then, could I?
I'll try and do one from memory if you like, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Because my oldest daughter is called Willow. I don't know whether I can remember the words or even the chords, but I'll have a go. And this is, I guess it must be called Willow Rose, which is her full name. I wrote this in 2000, a few days after she was born. Shall I have a go at it?
Please. I guess this is as good a format as any for this kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, forgive me if it all goes wrong, but I'll do my best. I don't even know what key it's in, but I think it's in E. Hold on. August 2018 at 7:53, not too late for tea. A little thing called Willow came upon the scene, surely a gift to me. She was a small thing but big enough to scream, to cuddle Mom and me, and then to fall asleep. A little thing called Willow came upon the scene, surely gift to me. Maybe she'll see the 22nd century, 100 she would be a possibility. Can we sustain the earth for human life? I guess there's no harm in trying. So raise your glasses to another life. I hope you won't deny it's nice to be alive. Hey, Willow Rose, you're welcome in my life, 'cause babies are peaceful and nice. Sometimes. took me a couple of verses to remember the chords.
Oh, sounded perfect to me.
Cool. So, yeah, but I do have some other ones, but I can't remember them right now.
It'd be great to see
about
a collection.
My kids, you know.
Yeah. It'd be great to see a collection of those.
Yeah, I don't know. Might be taking the Woody Guthrie worship thing a bit too far, perhaps.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, was it Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger? They both recorded some kids' albums, right?
Yeah, yeah. Totally. I really like those albums, actually. But, you know, not everyone can pull off what those guys could pull off. So, and you know, maybe one day.
Yeah. Well, cool. We've got a couple more minutes if you've got another song or two, if I'm not pushing things too much.
Yeah, no, that's no problem. I'll do one called Alice Nebulae, which is going to be on the new Milky Wimp Shake album. And then I'll check in with you and see if we've got time for another one after that, yeah?
You could probably just play both of them straight through, actually.
Okay, well, I don't know what the next one will be after that, but I'll think about it while I'm singing.
Okay.
maybe I'll do... I don't know. Is there any Milky Wimp Shake songs you like?
Oh, there are a lot, but I have a superstition against making requests. So.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can think of one that might be the one that you like.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. Alice Nebulae, followed by something else. While she kisses the sky in her purple haze for 11 days. Alice Nebulae, barefoot all the time. Bop, ba da da, bop, bop, ba da, bop, ba da da, bop, bop, ba da, bop, ba da da, bop, bop, ba da, bop, ba da da, bop, bop, ba da. Alice digs the earth in a purple shirt. With a knife and fork, so worms don't get hurt. Wouldn't have a fish on her wooden dish, but her boss uses oil, so the sea gets spoiled. Remember Alice Nebulae, I love the dirt between her toes. Alice Nebulae, I love the pit hair that she grows. Remember, bop, ba da da, bop, bop, ba da, bop, ba da da, bop, bop, ba da, bop, ba da da, bop, bop, ba da, bop, ba da da, bop, bop, ba da. Alice picks up pace on her way through space. Likes her girls from Mars and boys who don't drive cars. Stops off on the moon, then she speeds on through. Got to pedal hard to get to Neptune. Remember Alice Nebulae, I love the dirt between her toes. Alice Nebulae, I love the pit hair that she grows. Remember, bop, ba da da, bop, bop, ba da, 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 bop, bop, ba da. Yeah, now what are we going to have? Well, let's do Weirdo. This is for all the weirdos out there. You're such a weirdo in your green socks. I really want to shave your eyebrows off. You're a strange one in your skipping rope and your hula hoop and your yo-yo. My favorite thing about you is you don't even know what normal means. People point at you in the street, then you just laugh and say pretty neat. You're a freak out,
but you make sense, because you never sit upon the fence. In fact, you don't know where the fence is, because you lost your contact lenses. My favorite thing about you is you don't even know what normal means. People point at you in the street, and you just laugh and say, pretty neat. I love you, you widow. I love you, you widow. You're such a widow, you're such a widow. You're such a bouncing ball of widow. You're such a widow, you're such a widow. You're such a certifiable widow, but I don't mind.
Will that be sufficient?
That was an excellent choice.
Okay, good.
Well, thank you so much for doing this.
That's a pleasure.
Hang on just a second. Stay on the line.
I will do.
You've been listening to Pete Dale of Milky Wimshake and Red Monkey and other bands on Phoning It In on KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM, kdvs.org. Check out Pete by plugging Milky Wimshake into your internet search engine. Look for the new record coming out sometime soon on Fortuna Pop and on Trouble Man Unlimited, and check us out online at phoningitin.net. Night.